Barring any last-minute twists, Republican Paul Ryan of Wisconsin will be chosen by his Republican colleagues as their speaker candidate to be sworn in on the House floor tomorrow. And with a budget deal in his back pocket and 2 years of insurance on no debt ceiling government shutdowns, Ryan says he's ready for a change, as he told reporters earlier this week.
I think this process stinks. This is not the way to do the people's business. And under new management, we are not going to do the people's business this way.
Joining me now is Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Unpack this new management idea, and is it the people's business Ryan is going to be doing, or is it the Tea Party's business? He's got some rules he has to follow under this new deal that will make him speaker, right?
Yeah, he sure does, John. And it starts today because we need to unpack that statement that you just played from Paul Ryan. He says the process that led to the budget deal between John Boehner and Mitch McConnell and the president and Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi that we've been talking about, he said that process really stinks and we need to do things differently. John, this morning, Paul Ryan announces he's going to vote for the deal. And that shows you the very fine line that the brand new speaker-to-be is walking when he goes to lead this House Republican conference. They want major changes in process. They have put an enormous amount of pressure on Paul Ryan about things having to do with process, with House rules, with how conservative members, rank-and-file members are treated, what kind of committee chairmanships they get, how the process works for legislation to go through committees. Look, the thing they hate the most about this particular situation and all of the other big deals that we've covered since John Boehner took over as Speaker is that they think they get negotiated between the Speaker and the President or the Speaker and Harry Reid and the President, and then it's take it or leave it. They say that's not the way the House is supposed to be. We want what's called around here regular order. We want the committees to work things up. We want individual members to vote on their ideas. It trickles up to the Speaker. And then, Mr. President, once Congress passes it, it's take it or leave it for you. That's what they want. And that's the line that Paul Ryan's walking now.
Can Ryan, under this agreement, introduce a White House budget, introduce anything that the Democrats come up with in addition to everything Republicans are endorsing, or is he restricted?
Look, he's going to have trouble with that exact scenario, and this is the question going forward. Yeah, there's not going to be another debt limit fight, as you say, that one's off the table. But there are going to be fights over appropriations bills and riders, things like Planned Parenthood, Obamacare. They didn't solve those things in this budget deal, and here's the issue that's going to plague Ryan going forward for the next couple of years here. It's one thing to promise that buzzword of regular order. Every single speaker promises it. Individual members, go to your committees, think up legislation, vote on them, get the ideas to trickle upward, sort of grassroots legislating, and then we'll negotiate with the Senate and the President will reject it or sign it, sort of schoolhouse rock, Congress 101. The problem with that, John, is that in this current environment, with as conservative as the House of Representatives is, and with, frankly, as liberal as Barack Obama is, at least compared to them, what's the scenario where they come up with a bill that eventually the president would sign? Pretty remote. And that's why these deals have been negotiated top down, because there has been no viable process where the conservatives, where the center of gravity of the Republican conference in the House, can agree with the Senate, can agree with the president. That doesn't exist. So it's going to be very, very interesting and very difficult for Paul Ryan to deliver on the real nuts and bolts of this promise and deliver legislation. Look, they can deliver nothing for the rest of Barack Obama's presidency, too. They could do that.
Well, we know that.
And he would have stood by his promise. But getting legislation that passes, that actually does something, and adhering to this promise, that's going to be hard.
What do Democrats think about Ryan's ability to compromise?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. Everybody's been asking Harry Reid what he thinks about Paul Ryan. I asked Chuck Schumer because he's the next Democratic leader. Listen.
Every time I've dealt with him, he's been straightforward, he's been honorable, and he's been willing to compromise. I think that's the really positive things about him. When I look at his budget, I say, yikes, privatizing Medicare, Social Security, decimating the whole federal government. That's sort of almost apart from the Paul Ryan that you know when you talk to.
That's a voice from the Senate, Senator Chuck Schumer. Is the Freedom Caucus smiling right now, or are they tapping their feet and waiting?
They are very tentatively going into this meeting today. Some of them are casting votes for Ryan, and the rest of them are looking at home to angry constituents who don't want him as speaker.
Interesting. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
You got it, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.